Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thirteen on a beautiful Thursday morning, week out from Thanksgiving, where we all count our blessings. But unfortunately, nearly one in seven people in Louisiana are food insecure, and that comes out to over 650,000 individuals. That really is amazing if you think about it. That would be like six-plus jam-packed Tiger Stadiums of people that deal with food insecurity every day of their life, more than the populations of Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans combined. And that's not just once a week, that's every day. Mike Knight joins us from People's Health to talk about food insecurity and how you can make a difference this holiday season. How you doing, Mike Knight?
Hey, Tommy, good morning. Thank you for having me on. I'm doing well.
Thanks. Beautiful morning, huh?
Oh, man, it's gorgeous. It's a great day to be out.
And I always talk about the difference with food insecurity. Sometimes those of us that are we work hard and we're blessed, though, and we don't have anything in the refrigerator. And it's like, oh, man, we got to go to the store. But for some people, that's not an option. Let's talk about food insecurity. What is it?
You're right, and that's a very good point. You know, we can go and jump in the car and run to do things, but being food insecure, it means that you don't have enough food to live an active, healthy life. And for some people, it means skipping meals or eating small portions. For others, it means consistent meals. I mean, consistent meals without having a little variety or few nutritious foods.
So we got to, I guess, draw a distinction between hunger and food insecurity?
Right. Yeah, there's two different things. You know, hunger is a physical feeling, you know, caused discomfort, weakness by lack of food. It's something we've all experienced at some point in our lives. Food insecurity has a broader meaning. It refers to lack of resources, money, transportation, things that prevent you from having a reliable access to nutritious meals.
How long does food insecurity typically last?
It depends. Some people deal with chronic food insecurity, which lasts for a long time. It's often related to poverty or homelessness, and it's very hard to recover from. For other people, food insecurity is temporary. It may be caused by a sudden life change, like an unexpected layoff or medical expense. It makes it hard to access food for a certain period.
I would imagine that food insecurity can affect health.
Definitely. Absolutely, it does. Our diet, our health, deeply connected. You know, people who are food insecure are more likely to develop long-lasting health conditions. Diabetes and heart condition are two. They have a higher health care cost and more frequent hospital stays. There's a couple of reasons for it. First, a nutritious diet is essential for good health. It fuels your body, boosts your immunity, and strengthens your heart and bones and muscles. Without enough high-quality food, you don't get those benefits. And also, people who are food secure may struggle to afford healthcare services, from just routine checkups to treatments for serious illnesses. And they may even have to choose between buying food and filling prescriptions. We do see that a lot.
Wow. Who is it that is most impacted by food insecurity?
Our population with people's health. You know, older adults have high rates of food insecurity in Louisiana. Our state has the highest percentage of food insecure seniors in the nation. And then other people with higher than average rates include Black Americans, Hispanic Americans, as well as people who have a disability or a chronic health condition. Either they're unemployed, they don't have reliable transportation, or they might even live in a food desert.
A food desert, what's that?
So these are areas where it's hard to get affordable, nutritious food. You know, food deserts rarely have full grocery stores, so main options for buying food are going to be your local convenience store or fast food restaurants. And locations like that generally have higher prices, lower quality foods, and less variety than a traditional grocery store. And then some people who live in food deserts can't travel to supermarkets and other areas that require transportation. They may be, you know, maybe live in a rural or low-income area where food deserts tend to be and don't have that option.
I think people sometimes don't realize that you can be overweight and still be malnourished, and that's what we're talking about here with Mike Knight from People's Health about food insecurity. What causes it, Mike? What causes food insecurity?
It's a complex issue. You know, according to Feeding America, it usually has multiple causes such as poverty, unemployment, systemic racism, lack of affordable housing. Limited access to health care services is also a contributor.
And People's Health is doing some stuff, right, to help combat hunger this holiday season?
Yeah, we do it all year long. We work we serve more than 110,000 people with Medicare, most of whom are older adults, and we're always looking to invest in the communities we serve. And the holiday season is a great time to do so. Each year, People's Health partners with Second Harvest Food Bank to host community meals for local councils on aging. Employee volunteers of ours help prepare and serve food while attendees connect and celebrate the season. People's Health also sponsors Second Harvest Food Bank Holiday Meals for Senior program, which has provided more than 50,000 meals to food insecure older adults over the last 13 years.
Wow. What else does People's Health do to support adults that are food insecure?
So we offer several Medicare Advantage plans with a healthy food benefit. That includes three chronic condition plans for people with diabetes or cardiovascular disease or chronic heart failure. And these plans are new for 2025. And they include a monthly allowance to spend on over-the-counter items and healthy foods. Then we have our dual-eligible special needs plans for people with both Medicare and Medicaid that offer this allowance too, but it's even with more flexibility. Members can also use it to pay approved utility bills, including electricity, water, and internet.
Wow. How can other people help combat food insecurity and hunger this holiday season?
If you live in New Orleans or Lafayette, consider volunteering with Second Harvest Food Bank. You can prepare meals, package donations, deliver food to members of your community, which is a huge help. You can also look for opportunities to, say, stock a community fridge, donate to a food pantry for a school. One of the best things, especially for our seniors, is if you have somebody that's elderly living next door that you know doesn't have a car, doesn't have reliable transportation, go knock on a door, ask them if you can shop for them if they can't travel to the grocery store.
All comes down to being a good neighbor. We'll talk when we come back more about people that need help with food insecurity, how they can get it. We're talking to Mike Knight. We'll also talk about the continuing open enrollment period for Medicare and what's involved in that, because it can be very eye-glazing and confusing, and Michael helped simplify that a little bit. Well, am I wrong, Mike?
No, you're absolutely right. It can be eye-glazing.
Man, confusing. So we'll talk about all that when we come back. The open enrollment period until December 15th?
7th.
7th. That's what I said. 7th. 8:21 traffic now, WWL. 8:26, Tommy Tucker, WWL, week before Thanksgiving, as we get ready to count our blessings. Nearly 1 in 7 people in Louisiana are food insecure. That adds up to over 650,000 individuals. Just let that sink in for a second. More than the populations of Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans combined. But unlike a filled stadium, that's not just one night. That's every day of their life. Mike Knight from People's Health is with us to talk about food insecurity and how you can make a difference this holiday season. We've already talked about maybe, you know, shopping for a neighbor who can't travel a grocery store, or maybe helping them out, or some resources that they can ascertain. Mike, how can people get help with food insecurity?
Best way to do it is they can call the National Hunger Hotline. And that number is 1-866-3-HUNGRY. And a representative can help you find government assistance programs and local resources, including meal sites and food banks.
And, of course, the other thing you do, as you were saying before, shop, donate to a school food pantry, shop for a neighbor, volunteer, as we were talking about with Second Harvest, or stock a community fridge. Let's talk about People's Health and open enrollment and Medicare and the December 7th deadline. Mike, how do you even begin to navigate this process, and who needs to do something? Because it's not passive if you turn what? Tell me the rules for Medicare, because I haven't gotten there yet.
Right. Yeah, so people turn in 65. They have a 7-month window around their birth month. So they have the 3 months before, the month of, and then 3 months after their when they turn 65. If they want to join a Medicare plan or sign up for Medicare, that's their window of time where they can do it without really incurring penalties or having any extra charges under Medicare. From there, then they need to determine if they want to get on a Medicare Advantage plan, like People's Health. If they're looking for things that, if they're just needing information, we're a great resource. We have our service center over on Veterans at 3017 Veterans that can, they can just walk in, you know, they can make an appointment, they can call us, stop by if they have questions. We are happy to help people out.
When it comes to the different, the open enrollment period, if you don't do it by December 7th, are you out of luck or what happens then?
So Medicare sets up October 15th through December 7th, where they really want you to be investigating and looking at plans and making decisions by then. Now, if someone's turning 65 later on in the year, this period of time isn't for them. But if you're already on Medicare, and especially, Tommy, this year, Medicare has changed and closed the coverage gap, which has affected other ways that health plans are covering things. This is a year, really, that people really want to read their policy. If they already have something, they need to go pull out what they got and say, you know, look at the 2025 benefits and see what benefits are going to be. Because most people, if they don't take a look at it, are going to be shocked on January 1st saying, you know, well, I didn't know I had changes to my health plan. So they really want to take a look this year of all years.
And you'll help walk them through that process, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. If they have their current plan documents, come on in. If not, we can show them what we offer. They can take them home and compare them. But time is getting short with that, too. So they definitely want to be making decisions and being active with it.
Very, very valuable information. Thank you, Mike. If you need help, you can call the National Hunger Hotline at 866-3-HUNGRY. Check in on your neighbors. It would be a good thing to do. And if you want to find out more about People's Health, all you have to do is go to peopleshealth.com or call them at 1-800-978-9765. And as Mike Knight was saying, if you want to just sit down and talk to him, go to the People's Health Medicare Center. It's a beautiful facility, 3017 Vets next to Party City. Appointments are recommended, but walk-ins are welcome. We're going to talk Saints and NFL with Jeff Nowak when we come back. Right now, time for WWL First News. 8:45, quarter till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. I'm looking at a tweet here from the Saints. Shout out to Stephanie for getting the final Jeopardy answer correct. I don't know when this was on, but the clue was, fittingly, this team was born on November 1st, 1966, the day the franchise was awarded. And if you don't know the answer was, who is the New Orleans Saints, then you're really out of the loop. 8:45, quarter till 9. Like I said, time now to talk to Jeff Nowak, whom I follow on Twitter, and I would suggest you do too, at J-E-F-F underscore N-O-W-A-K. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing good. My heat works. I turned it on for the first time this morning, so that's always a good day, or at least the fact that it works is a good day. It's kind of cold. I just remembered it's November, so yeah.
I used to hate that first with the old system, the first cold front, because you can never remember if you needed to light the pilot light or not. Thankfully, with the system I have, I don't have to worry about it, but I'm glad yours is working. Tell me about working, what the Saints' schedule is going to look like with the off week and Thanksgiving and everything else. How are they going to be working?
Yeah, so they're, you know, obviously they're off this week, and I think, you know, mostly it's guys kind of resting. You know, this is one of the more annoying weeks, I think, if you're a player who's dealing with an injury, because on a week that you'd like to maybe disappear, you are still getting treatment. You're still at the facility kind of getting that work done because, you know, those injuries don't go away because you have a bye week. So I think that's most of, you know, if there's work getting done, it's mostly that. Next week, they're going to change it. They're going to change it up a little bit because Thanksgiving is on Thursday. And because they have the bye week this week, they have some flexibility in terms of how they're going to actually get that set up. So I believe they're going to practice on Monday, basically. They're going to turn Wednesday into a Thursday, and then they're going to give the players Thursday off. There won't be a typical practice. So they're actually going to have Thanksgiving to kind of spend at home with their families, which I'm sure the players appreciate. Mm-hmm. And then Friday, you're going to get back into your normal kind of routine of a Friday practice. So, you know, this is I think they probably appreciate having the bye week in week 12 so they can kind of double up on the holiday week, but that's how it's going to work.
You say they do appreciate it?
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah, you never know when the season starts, but I'm going to tell you what, and you talked about, you know, you can be a fan however you want last time we spoke, But I got to thinking about what you said, and really, if you think about it, I'm not trying to get anybody's false hopes up here or anything else, but it's all about when you make a run, right? And first of all, I guess you got to take a step back, and it's how deep of the hole that you're in and when you make a run. But the Saints are getting healthy. That's an accurate statement, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of look at it like they've basically played three different seasons already, and they have a fourth one coming up after the bye week, right? Because, you know, if the first 2 weeks feel like they were played in some kind of alternate dimension, then you had, honestly, the first 4 weeks, because I think they played well through those first 4 weeks. They just lost two of those games. And then the next five games were just a nightmare with injuries and whatnot. You didn't have your quarterback. You fired a head coach. And then the last 2 weeks have kind of felt like a different team. Now I think if when you're going into this stretch saying, hey, we probably need to win five of these games, if not six of these final six games, yeah, having the bye week kind of going into that where you can kind of reset and kind of set the standard and say, this is what we have to do, let's do it, probably for the best. And, Eric McCoy is getting healthier. You expect to have him back after the bye week. You know, a couple other guys are kind of dealing with nagging injuries that you expect to get back. So, you know, it's set up for you. If you play good football, you get rewarded for it. And, you know, one of the more difficult games on their schedule remaining is the Rams game in week 13. Last year, and I think a lot of people will look at that game and say, hey, well, we saw what happened last year. Why would anything be different this year? Well, last year, you kind of set up on the exact opposite of that rest situation, right? It was a Thursday game that you had to go out west for, and the Saints played like a team that wasn't prepared for that game. In this case, you have 2 weeks, basically, to get ready for it for a West Coast team that has to come face you. Mm-hmm. I think if you – and I do believe that rest does matter. It's not an excuse. It makes a difference in these matchups when you have extra time to prepare versus less time to prepare. It's also a situation where the Saints now run the same offense that the Rams run effectively, so they've been practicing against it all year. The Falcons are – their offensive coordinator is a Zach Robinson understudy – I'm sorry, is a Sean McVay understudy in Zach Robinson – so they've faced that offense effectively twice already, and they've played well against it. So, you know, there's reason to think that they'll perform better in that matchup than they did last year, but we'll have to wait and see. But either way, I think that if you're the Saints and you need to go win that game, and then people will start talking about you a little more seriously. But we have to wait to see.
Tim Zimmer, our resident DGen, can look up the stats on this and determine whether or not the 4-hour, 5-hour travel does matter, but I think it really does, especially when you're talking about a long week. Any of us, you know, whenever you fly across the country, it does kind of exact a toll on you. I know these are professional athletes. Let me take a break. We come back, and look, I'm not trying to build up anybody's hopes or hype anything, but the Saints have won two in a row. Buccaneers have lost four in a row. Falcons have lost two in a row. If you want to talk about going in the right direction, going in the wrong direction, we'll drill down more in the Rams when we come back, too, with Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter. Again, a quick reminder, John Olzheimer, our friend, credit expert, formerly of FICO and Equifax. He's going to spend a 9 o'clock hour with us answering any questions you have about your credit rating or your credit score, which affects how much you pay for car insurance. And a lot of other things. He'll take your questions between 9 and 10, and there are no stupid questions when it comes to this. 8:51, 9 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 8:57, 3 till 9, talking to Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter. Jeff, I asked Tim Zimmer, our resident bookmaker, to give me the stats on numbers and teams traveling, and he gave me so many numbers I'm thoroughly confused, but apparently teams that travel from the West Coast to the East Coast have less of a chance of covering, but we're a Central Time Zones team. Anyway, let me ask you in a couple of minutes that we have left here about the state of the NFL in general, because as you look at the standings, man, they got some teams that are red hot that are kind of flying beneath the radar, and one of which is ahead of the Rams. I'm talking about the Cardinals. What are your thoughts on the NFL? Eagles won 6 in a row?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a very competitive league this year in terms of, like, you know, you could look at the Lions as maybe a favorite. You could look at, you know, the Chiefs and the Bills and the Ravens. There's a lot of teams kind of battling in that middle range. Like, look at the NFC West. Like, you talk about the Cardinals. Yeah, they're 6-4. The three teams behind them, Rams, Seahawks, 49ers, they're all 5-5, right? Like, the Vikings are 8-2. The Packers are 7-3. The Commanders are the last wildcard team at 7-4. So, I mean, that's why it's a strange year to be 4-7 because it seems like every team in the league is hovering around 500. So what that means is, okay, it's going to be tough to move up the standings, but it also means they're all six teams in front of the Saints remaining are beatable, right? And you look at a team like the Packers, like, yeah, it's a good team, but it's not a great team. I just watched them have to block a field goal to beat the Bears, who are the last place team in that division, but they're the last place team at 4-6, which is technically a better record than the Saints have right now. So, yeah, I mean, it's the NFL wants parity, and they've got it. My only issue is I think you've got it because of, A, injuries, and that really levels the playing field for a lot of teams. Because when you look at, okay, the Rams are 5-5, they're 4-1 since they got their players back. So the NFL has to figure out this injury problem. And then it's just quality of play. Like, I don't think you're seeing a ton of quality football in the first half of the season this year. I don't think you saw it last year. I don't think you've seen it in the last several years. Like, you don't really know who the good teams are until you get to the second half of the season, because that's when it seems like teams are finally playing good football. So I don't know. I think the NFL has to figure out its preparation schedule. I think it needs to come to terms with that, because I think those are all – that's related to injuries. It's related to poor quality play. It's related to ugly hits that lead to injuries. So I think that's where you are as a league.
Real quick. Two best teams in the NFL right now. AFC?
Ravens.
NFC. Really?
Lions, yeah.
Ravens. Wow.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Jeff Nowak. Pleasure as always. Follow Jeff online at Jeff_Nowak. I forgot to ask him what he's doing on the off week. All right, we'll take a break, come back. John Alzheimer, credit expert.